You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less. Brought to you by GoDaddy.com.
Wow, it is really coming down out there, huh? Oh, I hope I didn't get any water on your newspaper. Boy, this bus shelter is sure good news, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, has the number 5 bus come by yet?
I don't think so. But I'm actually waiting for the Elm Street bus, so I don't know.
I'm going to go see my friend Hoover.
Yeah.
Well, that's not his real name. His real name's Steve. But I've always called him Hoover, ever since we were kids. Elementary school, middle school, yeah, long time. You know, I remember one time back in high school, one day Hoover says to me, he says, "Hey, Donnie, I'm going to enter the science fair." Whew, that's something I would never do, because I'm not even sure how to make cupcakes. Well, anyway, the fair rolls around and everyone sets up their stuff in the gym, right? And Mr. Grady, the science teacher, he comes walking around looking at all the projects. So, he walks over to Hoover's table and there's nothing on it. And Hoover, he's just standing there, cool as a cucumber. So old man Grady turns 15 shades of red and is about to explode when Hoover says, "Hey, not my fault, man. It's a scale model of an atom. And it's so small, it fell right through the table." You know, Hoover spent a lot of time in detention.
Huh? Yeah, if you say so.
Oh, yeah. But that's just Hoover. No stopping him. He even tried out for school sports, you know, but it didn't work out. Oh, don't get me wrong. Hoover had lots of talent, but he had even more attitude. Like, one day, Coach Demos comes over and he says to Hoover, he says, "Son, you need to work together with everyone else. Remember, there's no I in team." And Hoover says right back to him, he says, "You're right, Coach. There isn't, but there is one in cliché." Did I mention Hoover spent a lot of time in detention?
Look, I'm just going to read
it. Yeah, well, that's just Hoover. No stopping him. Wow, it's really coming down out there. So, after we graduated, well, after I graduated, school was always kind of an unfinished project for Hoover. We stuck together.
I'm happy for you.
Well, thanks. I remember this one time we went to the movies over at the Glen to see Star Wars. Anyway, halfway through the movie, out of the blue, Hoof says really, really loud, he says, "Hey, you know what I think? I think this stuff is made up. I don't think those are real spaceships or lasers or robots. I think we come in here and they show us some kind of made up stuff. It's all some kind of make-believe show." And he stomps out and asks for his money back.
Yeah, he sounds like a real piece of work, all right.
Oh, that's just Hoover. No stopping him. Like, this one time, we went out to eat, and this guy gave Hoover one of those buzzer things you hold until your table's ready. You know, the ones that light up. You know what I mean? So, anyway, we're sitting there, and suddenly, the thing starts buzzing. Hoover jumps up, and he looked at the thing, and he said, "I won! I won! I won!" And he runs out of the place, yelling, screaming, waving the thing over his head. He zigzags around the parking lot for a minute, and then he takes off down the street and disappears. It was pretty funny. Until I realized he had the car keys. So, I had to walk home.
When will that bus get here?
Yeah, but that's just Hoover. No stopping him. Last week, I'm talking to him on the cell phone. He's in his car, see? And Hoover says, he says, "Hey, Donnie, I'm over at that new bank they're putting up. They have a sign that says drive-through window." Well, just for kicks, Hoover says he's going to see if he can really drive through the drive-through window. Right through it. And then he...
Yes. I know. That's just Hoover. No stopping him.
Actually, he crashed into the side of the building and broke almost every bone in his body. Yeah, well, there's my bus.
I didn't mean that.
I gotta go see Hoover in the hospital. And man, you are one cold dude.
I need to find a better way to get to work.
Want to make an impact online? GoDaddy.com has domain names, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and more. Plus, enter the Comedy Forecast coupon code BLU7 at checkout and receive 10% off your order. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now take a few minutes to relax with Clinton after the episode.
Hi, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, the after the episode portion of Comedy Forecast. As I mentioned last time, I'm going to be going to Japan shortly. I have lots of things planned to do, but I'm sure lots of unplanned things will happen as well. At the very least, I'll come back with some interesting stories, and perhaps some audio as well. Well, let's see. Checking out over at iTunes, we haven't had any new reviews lately. If you're a fan of the show, a great way to show that is to write a nice review for Comedy Forecast in the podcast section of iTunes. I also like to give a shout out to anyone that does give a review. I did get an email this week from Steffi L. Well, actually, I think it's for Danny. Steffi writes, "Why did you leave off the Simpsons movie?" And this is obviously referring to Danny's review of the summer movies. Steffi continues, "The one time I work on a movie, I interned, and you don't review it. Please let me know what you think. Maybe I can use my Regal Theater points to get you a ticket to it, since your AMC doesn't like you." Actually, I gave Danny some money to go see the movie. Hold on a second. Let's find out how that worked. Hey, Danny!
Hi! Danny Hillcrest here.
Yeah, come over here.
Okay.
What did you think of the Simpsons movie?
I didn't see it.
What do you mean? I gave you money to go see the movie.
Oh, is that what that money was for?
Yes. What did you spend it on?
I went and had a lovely meal at TGI Fridays. I love to eat out.
Thanks, Danny.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, Steffi, I saw the movie. I really enjoyed it. I'm not exactly sure what you did on the movie, but whatever it was, good job. I encourage you to do what Steffi did. No, not intern on the Simpsons movie, but drop an email to Comedy Forecast at comedyforecast@gmail.com, or you can call the listener line. And I still think we need a better name for it, but at the moment, that's what it is. And it's area code 206-333-1339. And that's in the United States. I'm going to end the show with a short promo for BrokeIt.com, and I'll talk to you next time. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes,
leave a comment,
Podcast Pickle,
add us as a favorite,
and Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done, 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 done. Bye-bye.
Save money and get bleeding edge expert advice at BrokeIt.com. With an up-to-the-minute blog and at least two podcasts a week, BrokeIt.com keeps you informed on all the latest technology,
hardware, software, consumer electronics, gadgets, novelties, and many other items.
Find exclusive deals, coupons, and promos in the online store at BrokeIt.com.
BrokeIt.com.